open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to bad drinkers. Dear bad drinkers, seriously, why are so many people bad at drinking alcohol? Hey, do you want to go have a drink? Okay, but do you promise to get really depressed, start crying, and then fight anyone that tries to help you? That sounds awesome. Girls are usually bad at drinking because they have no idea about pacing. It's shocking that a 103-pound girl couldn't handle drinking 3/4 of a full bottle of tequila in under 30 minutes. You know what no one's ever said? Hey, that girl's hot, but I wish she was puking uncontrollably like some sort of violent puking fire hose. At least girls usually have a friend that'll help hold their hair when they're puking, but guys will just sit there and puke and not move. They'll sit there, puke on the table, puke all over their shirt. Not a little bit of puke. It's more puke than you think could fit in a human body. No one wants to hang out with a bad drinker. The blacking out, the fighting, the next day apology call, the terrible dancing, and girls that start the night out looking like Scarlett Johansson and end the night looking like the Joker from The Dark Knight. You can tell a lot by what people drink. Oh, a martini. Classy. Nope, that person's a drunk. A martini is just all alcohol. He drinks scotch. He must have a sophisticated taste. Really? Have you ever tried scotch? It tastes like what I would imagine it would taste like if you chopped off an old homeless guy's foot, soaked it in lighter fluid, and then jammed his toes in your mouth.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not as sophisticated as some. There's a lot of things that a person can make a mistake by being a bad drinker. Quite possibly, the worst offense is a guy that orders lady drinks. If you're a guy and your drink of choice is a Bay Breeze or a fuzzy navel or a slow gin fizz, you may want to rethink who you're dancing with and who you're hitting on for the night. If you're a guy at a club and you're drinking a sex on a beach, that sex is probably going to be with a guy named Roger. I'm Galvin from The Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to bad drinkers.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.